following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Everybody, and welcome to turn 59 of A Worthy Opponent, a Hearthstone-based podcast from Blizzard Game Hearthstone. I'm just reminding you, we are Nooberlite, not Uberlite, Nooberlite. We cater to the relaxed and casual and oh-so laid-back crowd, giving what knowledge we can from ourselves and from what we find around, and hoping that people can glean something and take something home with them. Otherwise, that's it. I am Black Lace, and with me in the studio is Autumn's Bane.
He keeps earthenating the countryside, despite attempts to stop him.
Birthenating.
Earthenating. Like Ooh. Mother Earth.
Earthenating. I get it. Oh no! Oh no!
Oh no what?
Our marriage counselor isn't here today.
That's because he's fired.
Mick-Mack? My
Folks,
marriage counselor.
It wasn't working out, so we fired him.
Which is bullshit.
He tried to give all of the monies and the legendaries and the epics to Black Lace. So that's not really marriage counselor.
No, we just figured we'd freak him out when he's walking his dog tomorrow and listening to the podcast.
It's Tuesday morning. He's walking his dog and he's listening to us fire him.
No. He's not fired. Too many people like him.
He's fired because people like him more than us.
Screw you! You're fired!
Oh, boy. Mick-Mack, we miss you.
Isn't that what they do in bands?
They do.
Like in a band, you get, you know, the guitar player, he can't be more popular than the lead singer, you know, so you gotta oust him.
You ousting him.
Oust him because
I'm bringing
he's
him
too
back.
Popular.
No, I'm bringing him back.
Yeah, he's
staying
Pete
with
Best.
Us.
Goodbye, no. Pete. You're out of the Beatles.
Except it's a 2/3 vote, and both Mick-Mack and I'm going to speak for him. He's in.
All right. We'll see you next year.
I need my marriage counselor. We'll see him next year. I got to say one thing. When we play that tune at the beginning by Awesome City Limits, it always makes me want to dance. I love that lively tune they play. I mean, I know it's just the Hearthstone tune, but it's just something about the way they do it.
Because they rock it, man. They're playing the drums and the lead guitar. There's a bass.
What's with the Brit?
Rocking because it's rock and roll.
Okay. So we have no new news this week. I guess there's just been so much new news that they needed a break.
Can I finish my card?
I thought your Earthenator was all done.
I didn't talk about the card.
You fired Mick-Mack. I just got all worked up.
Well, you started talking, crying about the marriage counselor before you let me finish.
Okay.
So, rewind. Trogzor, the Earthenator. He's a 7 casting cost. Gnomes versus Goblins. I know, Goblins versus Gnomes. Expansion card. He's 6/6. So 6 attack and 6 health. He's a legendary. Whenever your opponent casts a spell, summon a burly Rockjaw Trog. And that's all I will say of him until it's time to talk about him.
I'm going to craft him. Last week I was talking on the show as to what should I do with my dust. I now have 1900 dust. I'm forget Ysera and the other cards. when you told me what this guy does, and I already deal with the burly rock trog, I already have him in a deck. I'm putting the Dragonator in him. We'll talk about him later. But yeah, he's pretty awesome. But yes, so no new news. Dragonator is scary, and we will discuss later. Actually, no. Let's just discuss it now. Autumn's Bane, why do you love him so much?
Well, I didn't necessarily say I love him.
I know.
Let me talk about my weekend. I have won more games this weekend in like this winning streak than I've ever won. Now, granted, it's casual. I guess if I went into ranked, I'd get my butt kicked. But usually there's not a huge difference in between whether I win in casual or ranked. There's not usually a big disparity. But I didn't want to lose any rank so close to the end of the season and have to work that much harder to get my rank up to get my card back since the season ends in a few days. But I decided to play in casual. And Saturday alone, with my new Hunter mech deck, I must have played 15 games. I conceded to a few priests on site. And other than that, I didn't lose a single game all day on Saturday.
Hunter mech decks really rock. I'm playing one too. That's the only mech deck I have so far, and it just, the synergy there is awesome.
Yep, and then on Sunday, which was yesterday, I guess, I lost one game. My opponent had 3 health left. He had a couple of taunts up I couldn't get through, and he beat me. So, with just 3 health left on my opponents, and he beat me. That was the only game I lost all day, except for a couple of priests that I conceded to on the spot. So then today during lunch, well, in terms of games played all weekend, if I actually played the game, I lost 1. All those priests could have beat me, I suppose, but I'm not going to sit through a 40-minute game with a priest anymore. I'm just not doing it. So, that aside, so this is not about bragging about my wins. This is about telling a story. So, today, things broke down a little bit. I lost 1 game, won a few, and then I came across this deck. Why this guy was in casual, I don't know. But he humbled me. I'm like, okay,
the winning streak. Could have been testing it.
The winning streak had... this didn't need any testing. The winning streak is over. It had to end somewhere. I wasn't being a sore loser. I was, you know, good game. Somebody was beating me. But here's the thing. The thing that I like most about the fact that my Hunter mech deck is winning is there is not a single legendary card in the deck. I did that on purpose. I wanted to prove that a well-made deck with good strategy and good cards doesn't need to have legendaries in it. But again, that's casual play. So I end up playing this guy who... He's starting off like he's showing strong, but I slap him down. And I'm coming around, and I'm at the point where I think another couple of turns, I'll probably have him. Until he slaps down Trogzor the Earthinator. And I got scared, because he had wiped out a lot of my minions. None of my big minions had come out yet, so I still had some hope. But I had a couple of creature removal cards, so I deftly killed everything on the board on his side except for Trogzor, and I had a deadly shot. You know what a deadly shot is?
That's the 0 casting cost one?
No.
It's the 1 casting cost.
3 casting cost.
Maybe it's 3 casting cost.
Destroy a random minion.
What's the 0 casting cost one? Oh, that changes their health one. Never mind, I'm sorry.
That's Hunter's Mark you're thinking of.
Right, right.
Okay, so there's a deadly shot, as I was saying. And deadly shot will destroy a random minion. So I go to destroy this random minion because there's only 1. So that's the time when it's not random, right? When there's only 1, you can be sure it's going to land on that opponent. Well, not quite, because apparently they have some pretty tricky mechanics. Now it says on Trogzor, whenever your opponent casts a spell, summon a burly rockjaw trog. So I guess in this game, casting the spell triggers the effect, not resolving the spell. So when
it's an interrupt.
When I cast the deadly shot, he summoned a burly rockjaw trog. And guess where my deadly shot landed?
On the burly rockjaw trog.
Yes. So I wasn't too happy about that. And he gave me a well played. And at first I thought, oh, okay, he was giving me a well played for casting that spell. But then I realized he was probably being a smart
ass. Yeah.
Because it didn't land where it was supposed to go. So I wasn't too happy about that. And then anything I tried to do, all I had left in my hand were spells. I had no minions. So I put down a trap, and of course he got another burly rockjawed trog. And anything I tried to do to counter this card would just get another burly rockjawed trog. So then I got to a point where I thought, all right, I'm almost at the point where I could get rid of this. Oh, and just so people know, the burly rockjawed trog it gets tougher every time you cast a spell.
It gets +2. That's the one he calls out, actually gets a +2 on its attack whenever your opponent casts a spell. So now you've got a card that's bringing out more trogs, and then you've got trogs gaining +2, and they're already 3/5s.
Right. So this, normally it's a 4 casting cost card, this burly rockjaw trog. It's a 3/5. And so now if I cast a spell, the burly rockjaw trog that's out has a +2. So now it's not 3/5, it's 5/5 because of that spell I cast. But the legendary is popping out more of them. So this is just an ever-growing army of trogs just piling up. So as if that wasn't bad enough, he calls out Mal'Ganis. Now, are you familiar with Mal'Ganis?
You can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
That's a good way to put it. You can't touch this. Mal'Ganis is a legendary, and he is a warlock legendary. So I was playing a warlock, and like his friend Jiraxxus, he has an immunity feature. Jiraxxus doesn't have the immunity feature. You become
Jiraxxus.
Right. So in this case, Mal'Ganis, which is a 9 casting cost. Now, that's part of my downfall. My deck has not seen turn 9 in a very long time. I usually beat my opponent on turn 5 or 6 with my Hunter Mech deck. So this 9 casting cost, 9/7 demon, gives all other demons in his possession a +2/+2. And makes his hero immune. So now I've got a legendary trog, 2 or 3 other trogs, and Mal'Ganis facing me with an opponent that can't be touched. I conceded. Oh yeah. My goodness. Those two legendaries in play together were just unstoppable. And that's when I said, I guess I need to use legendaries too. Because I never really thought of this far into the game. And when you make it that far in, you need something with a lot of oomph. And boy, did that guy have oomph.
Yeah, it seems like the paladin little combo that I do where you cast the card and make everything have a health of 1 and then cast your card that gives 2 points of damage to everything. There would still be a trog left over when all was said and done. But that's about the only way to actually nail him. I mean, I'm sure there are other ways, but if you have that kind of force coming up against you, you need something, a really powerful combo, or silence would be nice.
Well, he reminds me of Hogger. Remember when we first experienced Hogger?
Yep.
How hard it was to get rid of Hogger because you kept summoning the taunts, and then you couldn't get the Hogger because of the taunt, unless you were a mage or a shaman or something that could, or a druid could hit him directly with a spell. And then, but this is worse because they're so much tougher than Hogger. I mean, he is, what did I say?
He's he's a 6-6, 7 casting cost 6-6. He still would be susceptible to your priest, you know, kill anything over 5. He'd still be success, you know, he'd still be,
he's immune to big game hunter.
Right. But, let's see, what else can nail him? The,
Well, there's a couple of things that can nail him. If you're a shaman, you can hex him. And if you're a mage, you can polymorph him.
If you're mage, you can sheep him. But, and then you've got your card that can silence him. So, yeah, there are cards out there that can go against him, but he's pretty nasty.
Well, there's no single hunter card that could take him out, because all of the stuff that takes people out in the hunter deck either does it to lower health minions.
Or only does 4 points like of damage.
Right,
like your little
Cobra
Shot
secret. Does 3, you know. But the one thing I could always rely on to take somebody out, doesn't do it. And
well, if you change his health to 1, and then you've got your little trap out.
Yeah, there's lots of ways.
There are ways against
him.
He's gonna be nasty. Definitely gonna be a nasty card.
I think he may be my next legendary card.
I'm probably going to craft him before the night is out. In fact, I'm going to hit this button here. Use your dust to create this card. Create. Boom, baby. You heard it live. I now have a Trogzor the Ethanator.
You just made him just now?
I just made him. I now have him. And I now have 315 dust left over. Woohoo!
Well, use him well.
Oh, I am definitely going to use him. I'm definitely going to use him. And, you know, I haven't done any meching with anybody but a hunter, and here I am like always the shaman, and I've been having fun with the rogue lately. I have, so I'm gonna start making some more mechs in other fashions. I'm having fun. I'm really
this is funny. You're playing hunter in WoW, you're playing hunter in Hearthstone.
Well, my hunter is my secondary in WoW, always will be secondary to my priest, but yes, yeah, I'm being huntered. My news is with the Android. I've been playing so much more since I have gotten my Android going that it amazes me how many games I've played. I didn't realize it was just a matter of I didn't want to be sitting at my computer, but when I'm anywhere, as I said last week, doing laundry at work during lunch, it's awesome cool. But I did experience what you experienced today for the first time, the weirdest lag ever. I was at lunch, and this is why I will not play on an Android in ranked. It's just, it's too risky. I was up against, I think it was a hunter, and it was, I chose the card to discard, and it said, your opponent is choosing their card. Now this, your opponent is choosing their card, lasted for a while, so I'm like, well, any minute it's going to blow up, and it's going to say, your opponent has left. Well, no. It blew up and said I was defeated. The only thing I ever saw was your opponent is choosing their cards. And then the game was over and I had lost. So that was a wicked bad lag.
Yeah, that happens. And then you can get back in sometimes.
I was playing
one of our listeners in a direct game. He challenged me this weekend, and it's another game that I won. But he kept leaving and coming back. And it didn't hurt his game. But it must have been very annoying to be on his end that every turn he disconnected. Now, I meant to ask him if he was playing on an Android device or an Apple device or on his PC, but he just kept disconnecting over and over again. He got to finish the game, but it's very frustrating when you do that.
So don't play if you don't have a very, very, very stable connection. Don't play any ranked play on your Android, because you can slip because of it. Let's see. There were people mentioning last week that they didn't get their free Goblins versus Gnomes packs during the promo.
Uh-huh.
And you found some information?
Yeah. There's this forum thread of people complaining. I didn't get my three packs every day. Like, every day?
Every day?
The promotion went from December 8th to December 19th. If you logged in between December 8th and December 19th, you would get your packs. Your three packs of Goblins versus Gnomes expansion packs, right? Just like you did, just like I did, like Mi'kmaq did, like most of our listeners did. You log in, you get your three packs. But people were thinking that if they logged in...
It was three packs every day?
Each day between the 8th and the 19th. And in this forum thread, Zaraya had to come out and actually post two blue posts in the same forum thread. That's not how it works. You get it once. You don't get it each and every time. But some people still claim they didn't get any. But others claim that they thought they didn't get them, but they didn't realize that they had it in their inventory to open. So there's just a lot of mix-up, and I don't know if people are just trying to get extra packs out of Blizzard. But Blizzard knows. They have ways of seeing your inventory and what you got and what you didn't get. But the fact that people thought they were going to get them every day, I thought that was kind of amusing.
Yeah, but there were people who actually did not get their cards. So can you put in a ticket the same way with Hearthstone as you can? Not really. It's harder to put in a ticket.
No, I think you can still go to Battle.net and do it. And let's not confuse the getting the free packs when you buy the Goblins versus... No, you don't buy them. When you logged in initially during the release week, you got them. That's not the same as getting your one free pack when you got an Android device.
Right. But
which was Xander, classic. And not
yeah,
Goblins
Xander
versus...
from Holosuite did not get a deck when he downloaded his on his...
Yeah,
his Android.
So I don't know if he's saying he didn't get the free pack for having the Android or if he didn't get the three Goblins versus Gnomes. I thought he said he got those. Yeah, the Android thing. So the two things are separate issues, though. We were talking
about
the...
Yeah, he should still put in a ticket.
Yeah. Yep.
Go to Battle.net and put in a ticket if you didn't get it.
If you got onto Hearthstone with an Android device and did not get your free pack, put in a ticket. Go to Battle.net. Go through customer service, whatever. And, you know, I guess it's probably worth your time to try it.
Yep. And speaking of trying it, I'm going to let everybody know next week how I like my new card. Yay. Thank you for making my choice.
This was a rude awakening seeing that card because I hadn't really looked at too many of the legendaries since all I got was a stinking Vol'jin.
I like Vol'jin. He's cool. All right. Well, let's start talking about some of the cards. We've already discussed the Druids and the Hunters that are the Goblin versus Gnome set. Unfortunately, we don't have our third wheel here to offset us with our banter on cards. But I'll do the first one is the Fire Cannon. It's a 2 casting cost.
So we're doing Mage.
We are doing Mage because it's next in line.
Right, you just didn't say that we're doing Mage.
Yes. Fire Cannon says it all.
Flame Cannon, even.
Flame Cannon. Yeah, you can fire a Flame Cannon. But the name of the card is actually Flame Cannon. I just can't read because I'm cross-eyed. No. Anyway, Flame Cannon basically is for 2 points, you deal 4 damage to a random enemy minion. It's a good card. There are just way too many other good cards out there. What do you think?
Well... 4 damage is a lot of
for
damage.
2 casting cost?
For just a 2 casting cost. So, when would you use this? At the beginning of the game when you have 2 mana on the second turn and nothing else to cast with it? But
and it's random.
But what's going to be out there for your opponent that's worth doing 4 damage to?
A 1-4 taunt.
Yes. So, but it's random. I don't know. I just don't know if I would put it... I mean, it's a common card, so it's good for a common card. But if you don't have a lot of cards and you just want to play with some Goblins versus Gnomes cards, then I guess try it. I think if I were a mage, playing a mage more, I might try it and see what it does. But I kind of feel about this card the way I feel about Cobra Shot. It just seems like it's too unpredictable... in use to put in my deck. I mean, 4 damage for 2 is really a good deal. And I guess at some point...
I use Cobra Shot all the time. Just have to say that.
I have one in my deck that I haven't taken out, and I do use it whenever I have it. But 4 damage random. So if you were a warrior or a hunter or a druid or a rogue, and you had to always bypass a taunt by going through the taunt, this might be cool because it might hit the guy that's not the taunt.
But it's mage special.
But it's mage, and mage's spells can hit anyone anyway, and they don't worry about taunts. So I don't know.
I wouldn't. If I got in gold, I might, because it'd be pretty cool graphic, I'm sure.
Yeah, it probably would.
But I wouldn't. There are better cards out there, even for the 2 casting cost.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm uncertain.
Okay. Well, why don't you do the next one?
Okay, so 2 casting costs. Unstable Portal. Add a random minion to your hand. It costs 3 or less. And, I'm sorry. It costs 3 less. So somebody actually... I was just browsing for news today, looking to see if anything was up. And somebody had posted a picture on Reddit of somebody who had actually used this card. And he got like a 7/6 minion out on turn 3, and he took a screenshot of it. So that's because it cost 3 less. So I guess normally it was a 6 casting cost. So on turn 3, he cast 3. Or maybe he had... I think he said he had 2 of these out. 2 unstable portals. But he wouldn't have... So with the coin, then he could have cast
coin,
them both.
Yep.
Yeah, but then... I don't know.
That's pure luck, but... It's very much like the call pet.
But it is
it's exactly like call pet. Well, no, because call pet is draw a card if it's a beast costs 4 less. This is, it takes a random minion. No matter what it is, it's going to be a minion that comes into your hand. So you've got with the hunter, you've got a chance that you might not draw a beast card. With this one, you are absolutely guaranteed a minion, and that minion is absolutely going to cost 3 less.
I would use this before I would use Call Pet.
And I use Call Pet. I would use this.
Yep, because this definitely puts a minion in your hand, and it costs 3 less. Yeah, I may in the next couple of weeks turn around and start playing the mage again. Especially with these new cards.
Yeah.
But I think that's a good tool for the mage arsenal, personally.
I agree. That one's a good one. Snow Bugger? No, it's Snow Chugger. The Snow Chugger is basically...
People in the chat room are agreeing with us, by the way, about the Unstable Portal.
Cool. Yeah, it is. It's a good card. Somebody said it's the... I'll translate that to that it's the shit. You got so many good cards with it. So we do swear online. Anyway, back to the Snow Chugger. I've seen enough freeze any character damaged by this minion cards to say there are enough of those other cards out there. Let's go for something different. It's a 2 casting cost, 2/3 creature. It's a mech. So it's got the mech part going for it.
So it's
for
got
any...
2 things that those other cards don't have. One,
it's a mech.
It's a mech. And 2, it's a low casting cost. Because that elemental that freezes is a 6 casting cost minion. This puts one out there at a low cost.
Right.
So if you have a freeze deck, and there's
if
so
you have
many,
a freeze deck, yeah.
Freeze decks amongst mages is like seeing zoo decks amongst warlocks. I'm sick of them. But this is a bonus to that kind of deck.
Yeah, I guess it's just not my style. I don't tend to play those cards.
But if you did... You would like this card.
Yeah, it is low casting cost. It is a 2/3. And as I said, it's got the mech going for it. So anything that gets pumped because it has a mech card out there or pumps your mech cards, it's going to make that more powerful, or it's going to make other cards more powerful.
However, I have not seen a freeze mage using mechs or a mech user using the freeze mechanic in all the games I played this weekend. Like I said, I played a lot of games this weekend. And I didn't see a combination of freezing mages and mechs yet. That may be a thing down the road, but I haven't seen it really used yet.
I love the name of the next one. Go ahead.
Soot Spewer. I shall spew my soot at thee. From hell's
mouth, say that.
No.
I will stab at thee. Spell damage plus one, three casting cost, three. Mech.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts.
Three for three with an extra spell damage. Like, there are not enough add spell damage cards. Of course, this one is mage specific, so nobody else that uses spells can use it. Again, it's got the mech thing going. Some of these cards, I'm starting to think they're like, let's take a card we already have in the game and slap the word mech on it, and maybe change the casting cost and power.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
It's not like it took a lot of imagination to come up with this card, but it's got cool artwork. And if you're going to use spell damage enhancers in a deck and you want to lean toward making, you know, mechs your thing, then sure, why not?
And the artwork is kind of cool. The borders are very similar between the Snow Chugger and the Soot Spewer.
Fire and ice.
Yes, exactly. It's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I have to imagine any of these fire cards look great in gold.
Yeah. That's why I said the Flame Cannon probably looks awesome, and I would play it if I got it in gold. The next card is the Echo of Medivh. Seems like they're going into some of the different raids now. This one is a forecasting cost. Put a copy of each friendly minion into your hand.
Well, why do you say that about the raids? Medivh is just a lore character in WoW, not specifically.
But he's in Karazhan.
Yeah, he is, but
and then the Flame
he
of
was
I,
a lore
then.
Character before.
Well, I'm just saying that I'm seeing a lot of the cards here are cards that have run into the characters in some of the raids in WoW.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Flame Leviathan also.
So this is epic. Put a copy of each friendly minion into your hand. Put a copy of each friendly minion into your hand. So that means every minion that you have on the board?
I would think so. Because, yeah, it couldn't be every friendly minion you have in your deck.
Yeah,
cause that
it
would...
doesn't specify.
No,
but
it doesn't.
It usually
does
mean...
I would say that's
mean...
on the board.
Yeah, that's a pretty neat card.
Because basically that means if you've got Hogger and Ragnaros out there and you play this card, you now have them in your hand too. You can duplicate legendaries.
Well, mages already were given this ability back in Naxxramas. Remember with the duplicate secret that enables duplicates to go into their hand. So this is like mages.
But isn't that upon death?
Yeah.
It's when you kill them, you get two copies.
But I'm just saying, between Duplicate and Echo of Medivh, there's a lot of cards popping up into that mage's hand. Extra cards. Not even cards taken from your deck, but cards drawn out of thin air and suddenly put in your hand. You know, it's like a new type of card draw. And you get to decide which ones based on what's on the field. It's, I think the two are probably... I think you're going to start seeing people using the combination of the Duplicate and the Echo of Medivh to design around specific minions to make a powerful deck. I don't know which one it will be yet, but keep an eye out. People are going to do it, I guarantee.
Yeah, and our chat room's agreeing that basically it does duplicate everything on the board. He gets copying taunts with it, so you can really build up your battlefield.
Yeah, so far... I think this is the best mage card I've seen.
It actually, if you think about it, it increases the number of cards you have.
Right.
Think about that.
I was saying that between Duplicate and Echo of Medivh, you don't just have 30 cards anymore.
Yep. Yeah, you have a lot more than that. So, yeah, I think I might use that.
Well, I don't even have one. Do
I'm
you?
Sold. I don't have it, no. But let's see, how much does it cost to make it?
Just a measly 400 dust.
Yes, but I'm at 315, so that might be the next one. That's a nice card.
Well, make a decision to actually play with the mage before you make a mage-only card.
That's my second... Actually, aside from my playing the hunter so much, it used to be shaman mage. So I am probably going to go back. I don't know. I'm having so much fun, too. I want to do the rogue. Oh, we'll see.
Bye-bye, shaman.
Poor little shaman.
Goblin Blast Mage. He's pretty cool looking. He's a 4 casting cost rare, a 5 attack, 4 health. Battle Cry. If you have a mech, deal 4 damage, randomly split among all enemies. If this does not entice mages to start using mechs, I don't know what does.
Four casting costs 5/4.
Four casting
four damage
costs
randomly
5/4.
Split amongst all enemies. You have to have a mech out.
So it's like getting a slightly buffed up arcane missile for free when you cast him.
I kind of give this a meh. I don't know.
5/4 doesn't excite me like the Echo of Medivh does. It's not too shabby, but the fact that you get, think about it. You're playing against a Zoo deck or a Murloc deck. It's just some extra damage spewing out there.
Just gotta make sure you've got other mechs out there, though.
Right.
Not good without the mechs.
Well, you only need one mech to be out. It's not like it does damage per mech or anything like that. Savvy?
Right, savvy. Oh, the Wee Spell Stopper. Wee Spell Stopper. 4 casting cost. 2/5 creature. Adjacent minions can't be targeted by spells or hero powers.
And it's an epic.
And it's an epic. Wasn't there one similar to that in Nexranas? No, it was this.
I don't
frozen.
Recall.
It couldn't be frozen. Adjacent minions couldn't be frozen or something like that.
Yeah, she looks very, Sailor Moon to this gnome.
Yeah, she's cute. She's cute. Adjacent minions can't be targeted.
She's a wee spell stopper.
A wee spell stopper. 4 casting costs 2/5 p. I don't think I'd use her.
Adjacent minions can't be targeted by spells or hero powers.
I would
rather pop her down between a Ysera and a Ragnaros.
Yeah, but you know what? I would use something that would put my to my left or my left to my right or my left would be taunts. I would be more prone to be happy with making creatures to my right and left taunt like other cards do.
Yeah.
Targeted by spells or hero powers? I don't know, because by the time you're casting her and you've got other creatures out on the board, they've got other creatures that can go ping, ping, ping and hit them anyway.
I'm a fan of any card, any minion, that you plop it down between two other cards and it does something good. Like the Dire Wolf Alpha, like the Argent Defender, they give +1 and or taunt, respectively. I like being able to put a minion down that helps the adjacent minions. You know how I said I'm loving that Mechanico thing. What did I call it? I use it every day, but I forgot the name of it. It's the 4 casting cost minion that gives bonuses to all the other minions.
We need Micmac.
No, it's right here. Enhanso Mechanico. No, Enhanso Mechano. Which gives has a battle cry of give your other minions Wind Fury, Taunt, or Divine Shield. I love that card too. I like this one. So we'll agree to disagree. You're not fond of it.
I think so.
I think I like it a lot.
I think it's a lot of points that have to be on the table already. And I see the adjacent minions can get killed just as easily by the other minions.
Yeah, just have some mid-level creatures down. Even a 3/3 on either side and boom. Or in a pinch, you only have one other minion out. It'll protect that minion.
Put it in your mage deck. Let me know how it does.
Yeah, well, actually, I do have one too, so.
Did I lose the chat room? I lost the chat room.
You
There's
lost
the chat
room.
Room. I found my chat room again. Flame Leviathan. 7 casting cost, 7/7 mech. When you draw this, deal 2 damage to all characters.
Yep, that's what it says.
You draw the card immediately. If the person knows mage cards, and you draw that card, and they get hit for 2 because you drew a card, they're gonna know what you've got in your hand.
That's remember we were talking about Bolvar being a very weird mechanic because it's based on being in your hand. This is kind of the same thing. Yes,
I had him
did.
Show up. He actually, I played him this week. He was awesome.
Oh? What did he come out as?
Yeah.
How much power?
Hold on, let me think. What is his... How did I get him? Hold on. What is his name?
Bolvar Four Dragon. He's a paladin card. He's the legend that you got.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find him, and my computer's not letting me find him.
So you want me to tell you what he is?
No, I got him. He got me...
He's a 5 casting cost, 1/7. Whenever a friendly minion dies, while this is in your hand, gain +1 attack. So if you're holding him in your hand and people are dying all around.
He came out as a 6-7 for 5.
6-7. Okay.
Which it wasn't that powerful, but he, you know, I got him late in the game, so he wasn't able to add up. But when I did draw him, I had little weenie characters out, so I was able to pop them out to pop him up so that I was able to put him out. So he worked out pretty well. I also had... The reason I got so confused on him is because when you were talking about... I got two really good legendaries because yes. Gazrilla came out. And he came out once again with my call pet and had a 20... He became a 24-9. And that kind of ended the game very quickly. So
yeah.
Those two cards... Yeah, Bovar did come out.
He was almost priest-like in the amount of power it gets all of a sudden.
Nah.
So let's talk about Flame Leviathan. Do you remember which raid he was from? Because you remember which raid. You mentioned he was from a raid.
Yes, I do. Was the one before the Lich King. What the heck? I don't know. I don't remember the names of the raids. Ulduar, yes. Again, it's a giveaway, though. The person that you're playing against is going to know immediately that if they know the cards that you've got this in your hand when you draw it.
All it is a
7-7 is a nice solid card, but 7-7 for 7.
And he's a mech. He's a mega mech is what he is.
Yeah.
When you draw this, deal 2 damage to all characters.
That
so
would
that
be
means
me,
the minions
and that would be...
And you
no.
and your opponent.
Is yes. it your minions too?
Yes. Characters include heroes, because it doesn't say hero. So it's either hero, minion, or character, which includes heroes and minions.
Yeah, but if you draw this in turn 1, I mean, this is a card that you do not want to get in your opening hand. Actually, you throw it out, and then you hope that it doesn't come
yeah,
into your...
Yeah, you never keep it on your draw. You always throw
right.
that as a mulligan.
Right. And hope that if you throw other cards out as a mulligan, it doesn't come into your hand.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't want to keep a 7-7-7 in your opening draw anyway, in most cases.
Right, unless it comes there because you discarded something else.
Yeah, it is definitely an interesting mechanic and might be fun to play, but I certainly wouldn't craft it. I might play it if I got it, but I would definitely not craft it.
Yeah, they're definitely having fun with cards now that influence play before they are played.
But you just watch, you know, some legendary player, you know, at the top of the ladder is going to be winning games with this somehow.
Yeah.
They always find a way to do that.
And that's all for the mage cards. There's just the 8? Yeah, 8 cards.
That's about what everybody got.
Oh, it is. I'm sorry. The reason it looked like more to me was because my Cobra Shot was gold.
Yeah, it looks like every class got exactly 8 cards.
6 cards. 8 cards, yes. So let's end with the mage so that we can talk about the paladin when Micmac is here next week.
Okay.
Because he'll be unfired.
Unfired.
Yes.
You're fired.
It's time for tournaments. We haven't picked a date yet, but it's time for tournaments. And one of our listeners had suggested.
Well, let's pretend people don't know what we're talking about. They might have not listened since August. So back in May, before May, we decided we were going to have tournaments because somebody in the chat room said, you guys should run a tournament. So we said, okay, we will. And so in May, we had our spring tournament, and in August, and we had a pretty decent showing and a lot of fun, and in August, we had our second tournament, and it was the summer tournament, and the first one was won by Dustin the White, the second one was won by Micmac in August. That was our summer tournament, and then in November, we had our winter tournament, or our autumn tournament. I think that was November 1st we actually did that, and Frid won that one. And so in February, because we're going like every 3 months, we will have our winter tournament, and It'll be early in February. We haven't settled on a date exactly. We had gotten suggestions, and we've decided to follow up on the suggestion. The next tournament will be basic card tournament only. No expert cards, no Nax cards, no goblins versus gnomes cards, just basic cards. And that puts every single player who comes to the game...
Basic soulbound cards.
Basic soulbound cards, which are all the beginner cards. There's not a single person who could come into this tournament that will have a card advantage over everyone else. You'll all have the same cards. And this is going to put people to the test. People who are used to winning with a half dozen legendaries, they're going to have to learn to be clever with some very basic strategies. And it'll be fun. But the tournament after that, when we do the next one, we'll go back to regular play, because we don't want to stifle the creativity,
right,
of having so many different decks. We just wanted to try at
just
least
just going
to
shake things up a little.
Having
bit.
A tournament where, you know, we say we're for casual players. And if somebody's listening to this for the first time and they just got into Hearthstone and all they have is basic cards, and Christmas has left them depleted and they can't pay their heating bill, so they've got no money to buy cards. Well, there you go.
Because you know that's more important. Forget so, the food on the table. Make sure you have heat and cards.
So I think it's going to be fun to see, you know, players play with the handicap of not being able to throw in the cards that they always rely on. You know, so
and spectator it'll be fun. Mode.
So once we decide on a date, and we'll determine that soon when Micmac is unfired, we will start announcing the date and start sending out invitations. Anybody who has written to us in the past automatically goes onto our mailing list for tournament mailings. If you would like to be added to our tournament mailing list, just write to us at the email address that Blacklace will tell you at the end of the show.
Yep. Yeah. So, well, now we've gone from tournaments to talking about emails. So let's keep on this tangent. We had a really nice email come in this week. And I'm sorry, I'm still getting over that cold that I've had over the past couple of weeks. It just kind of wants a hold on. Andrew Koppelman sent us, "Hi-ho, AWO. Just wanted to thank y'all for a fantastic and unique podcast. I play Hearthstone casually and tend to watch a lot of streams and tournaments. They're fun to watch, but I become more and more hesitant to play myself. I have relatively few cards and found myself comparing my play to the top players. Your podcast helps remind me to just enjoy the game for whatever rank I'm at, to enjoy the deck building, the challenge, and the moments where I get to kill a priest despite their 25-25 Lightwell staring at me from across the board. Keep up the great work in the new year." Thank you. Because that's what it's all about. Reminding people that this is a game to have fun with. In our opinion.
That's a very appropriate letter to this podcast. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
Thank you.
And on that note, we also wanted to say to our listeners last week, thank you for popping us over over the 400 mark on followers. Auden's Bane unabashedly asked last week for people to, you know, follow us on Twitter.
Because I asked for one person.
Yep, 399.
And we got like seven people. So
yeah, we're at 406 right now. Thank you all. We had, I love remembering the days where we're like, oh my God, we hit 50. And now we're at 406. Thank you all for following us, for listening to us, for liking us, and having fun with us.
Now, I know that high school senior who has like 7,000 followers, you know, because she put out a single YouTube video. Because
she put out, you know, what?
Or because she put out, has beaten us. And we're not really huge followers of Twitter, so we're probably, you know, nothing. On the blip of the radar, but to us, we appreciate
we
all 406 of those follows.
Absolutely.
That we got. That means a lot to us.
And we have gone from emails to Twitter. Let's talk about iTunes.
I actually have two computers up with two iTunes listings from two different countries. So who do you want to hear from first? The United States or across the pond?
I'll do the United States and you do across the pond.
Okay.
You want to go first?
Oh, that's not what you just said. You said you'll do United States.
All right. This one is from PJ Rains. I love the title. Food for a Gamer Soul. The trio of Autumn's Bane, Black Lace, and Micmac talk in an accessible and casual way for all audiences. As a new player myself, I found their discussions to be helpful in both understanding the game and catching up on happenings in the game community. They speak on my level. Micmac has been especially helpful in offering advanced strategies. I love the addition of his expertise. Keep up the terrific work and down with priests. Oh boy, those poor priests are so downtrodden. Thank you very much for the email, for the 5-star review. And I'm really happy that so many people like Micmac. We really liked Micmac, which is why we invited him to be a host with us. And it's nice to see everybody out there likes him because he's just a likable guy.
Yeah, it's nice to have somebody who knows about the game being on the show, right?
Right. Except you fired him.
All right, I'll hire him back.
Thank you.
Okay, so speaking of across the pond, Great Britain, I love you. You know why I love you? Because I just, now that I found out how to look at reviews from all over the world, and I know that nobody in Ireland likes us and nobody in China likes us, but as I'm going through all of the countries, well, there were no reviews from China. There were no reviews from Lithuania. So, I mean, I went through a bunch. There was somebody who liked us in Sweden. There was nobody else from Scandinavia. But Great Britain, 1, 2, 3. We got 4 reviews total from Great Britain. All of them from this year, in fact. But the most recent one in December. And everything we got from Great Britain was a 5-star. So that's why I say internationally, we are most loved by Great Britain, I think.
Yay.
So thank you, Brits, for the support. So anyway, Swan Dave on December 9th, he gave us a 5-star review, a real pleasure to listen to. The thing I enjoy most about this podcast is the genial hosting. The show covers the game we love, with just the right amount of details, seasoned with only occasional salt. Don't be put off by the explicit tag. The hosts are good people with no gratuitous swearing. Well worth a listen.
Oh, I gratuitously swore today.
No, everybody says shit on their podcast. We have an explicit tag and never get more explicit than the word shit. So, it's funny he should say that because when we first started doing this, why do we have to have an explicit tag? That's our just-in-case button.
Our COA.
Yeah, just covers us just in case, but we will continue to talk in a way that your grandmothers can listen. No, I just insulted the grandmothers by saying
wait,
that.
Call me Ghost hold Crawler. On. Some of us could be grandmothers.
That's right.
So, I could be grandmothers. A grandmother.
I know.
Notice the long pause there.
My grandmother was 38 when I was born.
I'm going to wrap this show up with Grandma Autumn's Bane. Okay, so you can find us.
My day.
You can find us on Twitter at A Worthy Opponent, Twitch TV at Holosuite. Actually, it's Twitch.tv/Holosuite Media. You can hang out with us in the chat room on Monday nights. You can find us on iTunes, Facebook at AWO Hearthstone, Stitcher Satellite Radio, Google Plus at A Worthy Opponent, and a special. Did I say the Gmail? No, I didn't. You can email us at awohearthstone@gmail.com. And please do. And again, sorry that Micmac was not able to do any reviews this week of your decks and to play with people's decks. Please do keep those coming so that he can play with them. Special thanks to Holosuite Media and Xander for helping us and hosting us, and for the theme music provided by Awesome City Limits. Hey, everybody, have a very safe and happy new year. May all your Hearthstone dreams come true. Happy hearthing.
See you next year.
Bye. Oh, wait, I've got to say it.
The end is coming.
How'd I do?
Now you, Stu Redman. You come down to Hemmingford home and you see me, Mother Abigail.
M-O-N, that spells me.
I wonder if there's any Stephen King fans listening.
Oh, there have to be. Bye, everybody. Wouldn't it be M-O-O-N? That spells Hearthstone.
That's right. Tom Cullen.
Thanks for tuning in to tonight's broadcast of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Worthy Opponent. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.